Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone into another edition of Hockey Talk. This is your good friend Patrick O'Dowd, joined by his good hockey compadre, partner in crime, in hockey, by partner in hockey, David Ungar. Hockey Talk is, of course, brought you to you as part of the ChairShot Radio Network here on TheChairShot.com, where we remind you to always use your head.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot for all of your chair shot swag needs. Only $19.99 for a t-shirt. Few dollars more. Get it soft style. And your giblets will thank you. Dave, as we sit here recording on Sunday for a show that will drop on Tuesday, one of two things will be true. We will either have both sides of the Stanley Cup final, or we will be rolling into a game seven situation on Tuesday to determine who the Western Conference champion is. It's an exciting time for hockey, and we're gonna chat about it all in what may be a somewhat abbreviated show, if for no other reason than I didn't have time to do my homework.
That's all right. We've been communicating a lot this week. With backbreakers and conversations about those.
Oh my God. Okay. You started this. So fans, I love Dave. Dave is my favorite prisoner of the moment fan in the world. Neither one of us, by the way, have any stake in the Stanley Cup finals now, other than Dave desperately hates the New York Rangers and did not want to see them advance. So, you know, congratulations on that result.
It's a good day today.
We're watching. Was it game five between the Rangers and Florida, and the Rangers go up 1-0.
A shorthanded goal
in the first period, and Dave texts backbreaker, and like, you gotta love the hyperbole, folks. You gotta love Dave was ready to call, like David called it a series. Called it a series, basically. You at least called game.
Oh yeah,
and
for
I think
game
I,
five for sure.
I think my response was, can we maybe pump the brakes? As it was like, I think I saw all the text. And it was early in the second period.
I'll look it up.
I just backbreaker, like declared it done. And you know, I guess we'll talk about the Florida and Rangers series first, because the problem we've had with the New York Rangers reared its ugly head again in the Eastern Conference Finals. And that problem is that they can't score.
Yeah, they I mean, in all the credit in the world to Florida. Give Florida all the credit. They took that away from them. And they couldn't play Rangers type of hockey. They couldn't get that up-tempo. They couldn't sustain any zone time. They couldn't keep consistent pressure on Bobrovsky until, what, like 2 minutes were left in either game and they pulled their goalie.
When they pulled the goalie, then they were able to score.
Yeah, then they were able to
score. And Zibanejad has to lose his stick. Like, Zibanejad has to lose his stick so that he has to go to the bench and get another stick to allow him to score. Like, it was just bizarre stuff. And it was really interesting as we talked about this game six, where, you know, Florida closes things out. They win 3-1, right? Is that what the final was? 2-1.
Yeah, 2-1 last night. 3-2. Yeah, it was 3-2 in game five in the night.
Two to one. And you had texted me in the third period. You were like, you were still on edge about this game. And I really wasn't, because as you just mentioned, there was no real sustained ice time by the New York Rangers attack all game. Like, the Rangers would maybe get one, and their passing was atrocious.
They would try
to stretch pass to get a breakaway, create some sort of mismatch, and it would just be wildly off. Not even like tough to control the stick. Like,
yeah, and I don't know how you felt, but to me, the Rangers didn't play desperate enough. Did they? They just seemed like...
Not really. They just...
Like, they just kept assuming that what had gotten them through the season was going to kick in and they'd get some puck luck.
Right.
It never really happened. And Florida didn't allow it to happen.
Well, and here's the thing is, every sequence, it seemed like, especially in game six, Rangers would cross over into the Florida zone. They would get one pass along the boards, and then their second pass never reached a Ranger, ever. It would always be disrupted, broken up. It seemed like Florida got to every puck, it seemed like, along the boards first. Like, you couldn't dump it in on him. They weren't going to let him do it. And Shesterkin, for as talented a goalie as he is, you gotta give him a break.
He is the only reason that series was...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you look at this. So, oh, gosh.
I mean,
34-24 shots on goal.
Yeah.
They dominated the percentage. They won every faceoff.
They
were out hit.
Yeah. The better goalie did not win the series. And that's not to take anything away from Bobrovsky, because he was tremendous.
But better team won the...
The better team absolutely won. Yeah. I mean, they just know how to play, the Rangers. And I mean, whoever comes out of the West, you've got a real difficult hill to climb, I think, against these guys.
But I don't know. I think we can talk about that in a second. I think whoever comes out of the West, I think it's a good series, and you know, Florida's got to answer to facing them as well. So, but you know, Sarah, just everything outside of hits, but like, Florida blocked 23 shots, they had 12 takeaways. Like, they just didn't let the New York Rangers generate anything, and it surprises me that they blocked 23 shots. Like, that seems high, because it didn't really feel like New York was getting a lot of shots off. So,
I mean, maybe that's why.
That's not.
I mean, they had, like, last night, New York had a lot more shot attempts, you know, not necessarily shots on goal because they're getting blocked and stuff like that. But New York was better last night than they probably were in game five. And, you know, it's like, you get a shorthanded goal, you really need to press your advantage. They never, and credit again to Florida for really like solidifying, stabilizing, and say, that's it. We're not giving up any more of this bullshit, and just really taking over the game, you know, taking little things like, I forget who got the tying goal in game five, but it was a great, like, no look pass that somebody did to, I forget who it was, but that was brilliant, because it got those one-on-ones with Shesterkin, and that's where it's like a 50-50 sort of situation. You've got a shot at beating him there. And Florida just a little bit opportunistic, but you got to look at the way that they play defense, team defense, and just kind of like not letting you get anything going. And that's what the Rangers have been about all year.
It was Forsling, by the way, that tied things up. And after
he just cut in Ryder behind and everybody, like, nobody was like watching
Well, that's like the second goal, the one that put the Rangers away yesterday. Vladimir Tarasenko, like, who hadn't done anything all series, Like he's really not done much during the playoffs because he's not the guy he once was. But he just made a veteran play, got to the backside, and it was a perfect pass. I can't even remember who threaded the needle to him, but Dave, you or I could have made that shot. It was perfect.
Tarasenko was with the Rangers last, right? And then he moved over to Florida this year.
Yes.
That's a big, and you look at things, well, what's the difference this year, last year? Well, last year they kind of snuck in the back door. This year they were filled with confidence and knew the kind of team that they had. You had a guy like Tarasenko who makes the conference-winning goal.
Sealing.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically sealing it. That pass was from Lundell. Lundell got it to him.
Yeah, and you talk about Tarasenko showing up at the very end when he absolutely had to. On the other side, Mika Zibanejad, just other than breaking a stick and that triggering, you know, whatever happened in games 5 and 6, you know, no goals in the last 10 games or whatever the hell it was. And he's one of their best players.
Yeah, stars have got to be stars. We've talked about this all the time in the Stanley Cup Finals. And that's why and we're going to take a commercial break and we'll talk about this in a day. I really like Edmonton's chances because their stars have started being stars. And that, you got to have that happen. So, Dave's grimacing because he disagrees.
But we'll talk.
I'm sorry. I like the way this. Well, okay, hold on. We're going to fight this out over the commercial break. But seeing as a home team can't fucking win, even if Edmonton loses, Edmonton's in at 7. I'm saying it now. Like, that's what's going to happen. But we'll talk about that.
We'll talk about it. I got a different prediction. We'll talk about it.
Well, of course, you've clearly got Dallas at 7. You think they're going to win 2 in a row?
No.
Oh, okay. So, all right. Well, here, Dave's not the same, but same prediction. When we come back, you're listening to Hockey Docs.
I think we're talking about different things, but it's okay.
Here on the Chairshot Radio Network, part of the Chairshot.com.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
All right, welcome back, everyone, into Hockey Talk. Patrick O'Dowd, David Ongar, apparently talking about different things as we discuss. All right, man. Good Lord. Allergies are the worst. Okay, so the other series, going into Game 6 tonight as we record here on Sunday. So we could have another half of the bracket complete, we could have a Western Conference champion today. Series turns to Edmonton. The Oilers put up a three spot on Dallas, in Dallas, and did it in such a way it was outstanding to just watch a crowd die. Like, just killed it all. And there was a little, I don't even know if I'd call it much drama. Wayne Johnston scores in the third period with about 5 minutes into the third period, and there was pressure, but Edmonton weathered that storm and gets the win. They're up 3-2 with the series turning back to Edmonton. And like I said before winning this, here's the thing is, you know, everybody knows about Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl. You start looking at, and Bouchard. You can't leave out Bouchard either. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins scored 2 goals in that game on the power play. The assists, Bouchard, McDavid. The assists, Draisaitl, Bouchard. Evander Kane even got in on the action on the Broberg goal. That's what I mean when I say stars being stars. They don't have to score, but they are getting other people in a place to score too. And that is deadly and dangerous when you have to start paying attention to everybody else.
Right. And what I meant to say when we were kind of disagreeing is more looking towards the Stanley Cup final. But I think Edmonton puts it away tonight. I really do. I think it's over tonight. Ever since, like, you texted me the other night, and, you know, this was like, you texted me and said, oh, Oilers are in trouble, when it was 2-0 Dallas, right? And it looked like, you know, okay, Dallas is about to go up 3-1. This is pretty much done. And then Edmonton rallies off 8 goals consecutively between spread out over two.
Yeah, it was kind of a danger zone moment, though. When you're down 2-0, that's a danger zone moment.
It was. And but since then, yeah, Edmonton has just taken over this series. And like you're saying, the stars have come out, and not the stars, the Dallas Stars, the stars on Edmonton have come out and played really, really well. And freaking Skinner is outplaying Ottinger right now. And I didn't think that was going to happen earlier in the series, but you look at in the third period of Game 5, Dallas finally woke up, and really, like, in the first 5 minutes, they had a lot of pressure on him. Their best looks of the game, a real chance to kind of get back into it. And, you know, never happened. Skinner shut the door, gave up 1 goal, like you said, to Johnson. But I think Edmonton has got, you know, they've got a nation in their corner, for the game today.
Right.
They've got,
I don't care what province you're in.
Oh, you're in Edmonton
tonight.
Fan. Yeah.
Tonight you're all from Edmonton.
And I like what they're doing. They figured out some things with Dallas. They figured out the best way to approach them. You know, if it's going to be just an electric atmosphere, Dallas is going to have, you know, normally you think Dallas will be the more desperate team, they'll come out, but I think you're going to have to weather a massive storm in the first 10 minutes, because Edmonton is going to throw everything. Edmonton gets a goal early, and this could really snowball out of hand.
Don't do it. Don't be that guy. He's going to text backbreaker to Edmonton. Well, going to go up like 1-0, 2 minutes into the game.
Well, I may do Dave that. Ungar, I may do that anyway. Just, you know,
now just for funsies. Just for now, funsies. You're just going to always text backbreaker. That's funny.
I like the way Edmonton's playing right now. I think they figured out some
things. They're playing really, really well.
They are. I really thought Dallas would handle this series a little bit better than they have. And I don't see that happening right now. I like Edmonton to put this thing away tonight.
Right. And I don't know if they'll put it away tonight. The way this series gone is every time we think we figured it out, something weird happens.
Right.
But I also know that there's been no advantage in this series. You know, both teams have won on the other team's ice. Edmonton's won on the other team's ice twice. And so, you know, anything can happen. Excited that this game is on the TNT True Max family of stuff, because now I can put it on my computer and watch it on my laptop. Because that's what I do, is I put the game on my laptop and then watch other shit. Because Godzilla Minus One, I don't know if you noticed, it's on Netflix now.
I saw.
So, yes. Got to watch that again. But, yeah, I really like Edmonton. I think even if they lose Game 6, they find a way to win it in Game 7, which I know a lot of people are like, what? Momentum, blah, blah. No, I don't see it right now. But I'm with you. I think Edmonton gets it done, which then, no matter what happened tonight or Tuesday, by the time we get back together on Sunday, we will have a Stanley Cup final that will be in progress. Because unlike the NBA, we don't wait. Like hockey's like, all right, next. The NBA is like, no, they need a week off.
To rest.
Like, when the NBA, yeah. NBA final started what, the six?
The Celtics swept the Pacers. They need to rest. The Mavericks won in five.
So, and I don't know when
Thursday.
So yeah, so the Stanley Cup finals. I take it back. Stanley Cup finals will start June 8th, Saturday, June 8th, according to this. And then they do the every other day schedule. Actually, they don't. They spread it out. Like, it's kind of crazy. So Saturday, Monday, game one and two. Game three's Thursday. So it's a Saturday, Monday, Thursday, Saturday, Tuesday, Friday. And game seven would be Monday, June 24th. I take it back. NHL, what the fuck you doing? You grind us so hard through the month of June. And then if this thing goes seven, it'll be June 24th. We'll be almost to July. You're a winter sport, bro.
That gets longer every year, doesn't it? And you can't blame the pandemic anymore because you started on time.
Nope. So, okay. So let's say our prediction comes true. Sounds like you're really high on the Florida Panthers to hoist the cup this year. So why don't you lay that out?
I just think, I mean, if it's regardless of who it is, I'm going to just go with right now and say Florida in six. And I just think that, yeah.
Sorry about that.
Edmonton has stars. They've got Connor McDavid. They got Leon Draisaitl. But I look at what Florida just did to the New York Rangers, who I would suggest, I would posit this as true, that New York is a more complete team than Edmonton. From top to bottom, four lines rolling. Maybe the big stars aren't as big. I mean, okay, Panarin, Kreider, Zibanejad when he doesn't suck. And of course, Igor Shesterkin is probably the best goalie in the NHL and should win the Vezina. But I think the Rangers are a more complete team. And I just looked at what Florida did to them. I don't know if the Edmonton Oilers are going to have that much more success. What do they bring that Florida hasn't seen already? And I like the way Florida plays.
They bring Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, who are not, I'm sorry. I think that New York is a more balanced team, but you saw what their problem was in this conference final. Their offense still isn't that great. Like, especially when Zibanejad isn't playing well. Like, they're good.
Well, I think
they're good, but so many of their goals were shorthanded goals, weird, like fluky shit. Like, I don't know. I'm not saying Edmonton necessarily wins this series. I really want them to win this series for the sake of all of Canada.
For the sake of Canada.
If it comes to this, I just think it would be a great story. Like, it's a long overdue story. I do think that they are a different breed of cat than anything Florida really faces during the regular season. Because remember, they don't face Edmonton much, like a couple times during the year. Like, that's all you get, because most of your games are played on your Eastern Conference. It's just a different skill set.
You're gonna know
and
a
it works
lot
both ways.
If it goes that way. Those first two games are in my. You're going to learn a lot about where the series will be in those first two games because,
sure,
you know, if Edmonton can steal one and do something to Florida that the Rangers didn't do,
which is what we always say for every playoff series, you got to steal one to make it a series.
Yeah.
Second, somebody wins on the road, that's when it's a series. So,
but yeah, right now I'd say Florida in six. That's just my pit, no matter who comes out of the West, but could be wrong.
Well, I'll be contrarian and wave the Canadian flag and say Edmonton at seven.
Nice.
Just because it's not good radio if we just agree all the time. So if the table is reversed, if the tables are turned and Dallas wins two in a row to advance to the Stanley Cup Finals, Ottinger versus Bobrovsky, that's a hell of a matchup and goal. And for all that, you know, we've been saying about Ottinger not being the best goalie in his current matchup, he's still been a really good goalie in the playoffs. Like, you don't get this far without being a real.
No.
Who gets the edge in your opinion? Are you Florida all the way either way?
If Ottinger can lead Dallas to two consecutive wins, one in Edmonton and then one in Dallas, I mean, I'd probably give him the very, very, very slight edge over Bob. But, you know, I think Shesterkin was a different story, but Bobrovsky's played tremendously well. He's given up like one bad goal.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's been really, really good.
Yeah, that's a push, really. When you really break it right down, that's right. Kind of a push.
And Dallas has its stars too, right? You know, you've got Jamie Benn, Mason Marchment, Esa Lindell. All of those guys are, you know, top of the line stars on the stars, and right there. Not that Florida doesn't have their stars. Okay, everybody, I'm not trying to run down your beloved Rats. Sorry, Panthers. Why do you toss rats? I don't understand. Like, is there a story behind the rat tossing?
It was from back in 96, like their inaugural season or the year that they got to the cup. I don't remember what it was, but I'm just kind of looking back and seeing how this has gone. And the Panthers beat the Oilers 5-3 way back on November 20th. That doesn't matter. That was when the Oilers, right. That's probably before they fired their coach.
That was back when we were like, what's wrong with the Oilers?
Yeah, how far they come. Oh, okay. And then, December 16th, it wasn't very good. 5-1 in Edmonton. The Panthers beat Edmonton. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, Matthew Tkachuk, Carter Verhaeghe.
There are no slouches.
It's going to be a great series. Yeah, there's no bad team. So that's kind of where it is. And we will be here to talk about how we have seen the series go. It'll be more analyzing the games themselves, not so much predicting who's going to advance when, because at this point, we're almost there. We're almost to the Stanley Cup Finals, which is super exciting, always fun. But Dave, coming up on the end of our show already, why don't you tell everybody where to find you out there on the socials and in the Chair Shot Radio.
Panthers beat the Stars 4-3 on March 12th in Dallas. Did they have? They had to have a.
It's got to be earlier in the season.
Maybe. I'm guessing. Somewhere in there. Or not. Fuck it. What was the question now?
Tell everybody where to find you on the Chair Shot Radio Network and on the socials.
You can find me on X at Attitude Ag. That is at Attitude AGG. Facebook.com/Attitude of Aggression. And at Attitude of Aggression, all one word, on Instagram and Threads. We completed the ultimate challenge this week, Pat. Tunney, DJ, and I made WrestleMania 9 kind of interesting. So,
I think WrestleMania 9 gets a bad rap.
Well, it does. It's just the way that it was booked, but it's fun.
I think the sour taste of the finale makes people think that show is worse than it really was.
Giant Gonzalez.
Okay. But the Undertaker was wrestling stiffs for like week, like, you know, anyway, you can find me on the X Twitter at Wrestling Realist. That is at WrestlingRealist. You can catch me every Monday, Tuesday. And hey, we actually did a show. Greg DeMarco and Patrick O'Dowd last week. We did a show.
No
Greg DeMarco
way.
Show.
Is this where you no were way. Trying to fix AEW and why Rob wants you to be like a Tony Khan's booker now?
Oh, I don't know. We did talk a lot about AEW and our problems with AEW and the things that we have.
How long was the show?
It was an hour-ish, like not any longer than we
if
usually
you got
do.
Through
we usually
all
go
those
back.
Problems
we don't,
in an hour? That's pretty.
No, we didn't fix it. We just talked about everything that's wrong with it. That's
it's still
easy to do.
My
biggest gripe is, again, it's hyper. I hate hyperbole. I think as I've gotten older, hyperbole is really just, it drives me crazy. And during, was it Double or Nothing? Was that the last pay-per-view? Is that what it was called?
Yeah.
During Double or Nothing, what two things. One, the people in my X algorithm are all very much like, anything AEW does is the greatest thing in the history of ever. And I think what broke me was somebody tweeted non-ironically that Mercedes Moné was the greatest wrestler in North America today. And I was like, she said that she believes herself to be the greatest of all time. And here's my thing. If you're the wrestler, 1000%, you say that shit, you buy that shit, you believe that shit, you sell that shit, you be that wrestler. But to have a dude who, I don't even know if this guy writes, I don't know what he was, I don't know his deal, I didn't care enough to go that far, but to write non-sarcastic that Mercedes Moné is the greatest women's wrestler in North America today. Bro, she ain't even the best women's wrestler on their roster, let alone in North America. Stop it, sir. Anyway, you can find me on X Twitter at WrestlingRealist. Catch me every Mondays talking nerdy stuff with Dave, PC Tunney, Scientist DPD, sometimes Ray Cash, sometimes DJ for the Mindless Wrestling Pod. I hear it's a good podcast. I've never watched it. Or let's do it or whatever. You catch me Tuesday talking hockey with Dave. We're getting ready to gear up for musical chairs. I need Dave to send me the list of the bands we covered because I know Dave keeps track of it and I don't. I should. I really wanted to update our playlist because I found it on Spotify. It's still out there. And we haven't put in season two or three on that list.
2 years of updating to do.
We do. But it's really fun. Like I was sitting there listening. I was like, oh yeah, I remember when we talked about this. And then Wednesdays, the Greg DeMarco show, although this Wednesday I won't be on the Greg DeMarco show. I think a Greg DeMarco show is still happening, but I am going to be on the beach with my wife, enjoying a little getaway while the little O'Dowd is enjoying a 3-day field trip in Cape Cod. Ooh, so
nice.
Yeah, it's really exciting. More information than you need to know, but this is the first time since the little O'Dowd was born where we've had more than one night where he hasn't been home. Like, he's done a sleepover, but never like multiple nights. And so it's great. It's a nice little quick little cheap getaway vacation over to Hampton Beach. Looking forward to it. So, all right, everyone, that's more into my personal life than you probably really needed to know. That's going to do it for the edition of Hockey Talk. We're going to catch you next week when we start breaking down the Stanley Cup final and what we hope, I hope, is an Edmonton-Florida matchup, because Canada, you deserve it. All right? I want it for you. Yeah. I want it for the entire nation of Canada.
Let's
so for listening. We'll catch you next week. This has been Hockey Talk on the Chairshot Radio Network, a part of thechairshot.com.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.